Allen.
Hi, Dalvin.
Good to see you. Paul Charchi.
I am also Paul. Nice to meet you. You can sit right here.
Hey, yeah, put headsets. Those on and pretend like you're the offensive coordinator for the show. Put those on. Talk up to the coaches up in the booth.
If you were you adjusting the mic like a pro, well done.
We good.
Well done.
If you were an offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, first game of the year, September 11th at home against the New Orleans Saints, U.S. Bank Stadium. Saints are in a 4-3 base, so they got three linebackers on the field.
You got
a couple of tight ends, Dalvin Cook, a couple of receivers, all that. What's the play you call?
Inside zone.
You're on the ball. You're on the ball. So what happens? Like, what do you need to happen to, like, get loose?
Everybody execute the play. The back got to make somebody miss.
Yeah.
And, you know, just make everybody right. That's it. So we call the play. We got to execute it. That just fine and simple, you know. We call it, we execute it.
Dalvin, let me take this New Orleans thing a step farther without being weird.
It's already weird.
When here we are in rookie camp. I mean, I'm not an elite college football mind. But, I mean, I caught some Florida State games. We just got so much going on with the NFL during the season. Can't, like, watch the All-22 and, like, do it the way you want to do it. Of course we knew who you were. Of course we saw your highlights.
Yeah.
Of course we didn't think you'd be available in the second round. So then here we go. Now we traded for Dalvin Cook, so we start to do a deep dive. And I'm like, okay, holy cow.
You're getting peppered by Teddy.
Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know what the deal is with the knee, but the arm is good.
The arm's good.
I mean, that pen that you fired at the co-host, that was brilliant.
Northwestern High School.
Teddy Bridgewater wants us to ask Dalvin Cook about Northwestern High School. What's that mean?
That's our rival in high school, man. Teddy was rivals back in high school. Uh-huh. Just ask Teddy the record of that outcome right there.
Oh, really?
See, now that he's walking away, the record could be whatever you want it to be.
That's
you
why he said it and walked off.
Did you guys ever play against each other?
No, he was before me.
He was before you. Yeah. Okay, all right.
So you're saying he's old.
Yeah, Teddy get old.
So anyway, so now here comes Dalvin Cook. We draft him. I'm at rookie camp watching you, watching him like, damn, he's thick in the upper body. Didn't realize that. And he's fast. So then we go to organized team activities, mini camp, cool. Now we're at training camp, got pads on and everything. Everybody's saying all the right things about Dalvin Cook. Can't wait for the regular season. From your standpoint, when you're in your dorm here at Mankato, whenever you've had a hot, long day, muscles are tired, kicking your legs up, looking at your phone, doing whatever you do, do you ever, like, start to envision what that night's going to be like on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, I think, you know, every ball player, you know, envision themselves making plays, especially me. You know, I'd be in my bed. You know, this is a dream come true for me. This Monday Night Football, something that I always wanted to do. So now it's coming up upon me real fast. So, you know, I'm envisioning myself making plays in front of a lot of fans and a lot of people and for my teammates. So, you know, I get excited, get a smile on my face.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to play that night. So, you know, I do envision myself making plays every night, every time I'm in the bed.
I can see you're excited right now.
Yeah. You are excited. And the fact that it's going to be nationally televised, you know, all of your friends and family are going to be able to see it, right?
Yeah, Lord, you know, seeing my folks back home, you know, watching the game, and, you know, after the game, you know, you're going to see them text messages, you're going to get them calls.
Yeah.
You know, so you just want to go out there and just leave it all on the field, man. It's football.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's back around, so I just want to go out there and have fun.
But you got to stay in body. And this is going to come up a lot, so we might as well just get it out of the system now. On the other side, the greatest running back in the history of this team since HOF, you growing up in the Miami area, you know what Adrian does. I mean, you know when he get loose and go 80 and everything.
Yeah.
So that means when I mean stay in body, you're going to hear so much about it the week up to the game. You just got to be Dalvin Cook, man, right?
Yeah, you said it right. You hit it right on the head. I just got to go out there and be me. Be the best version of me that I can be. You know, that's why, you know, Rick and Coach Zim, that's why they drafted me here. You know, to come be the best version of me and go out there and give my all and leave it out there for my teammates. So just go out there and be the best version of me, throw it in the back of my head and go have fun.
You just mentioned Rick. He was sitting in this chair a couple hours ago, and he talked about the conversation you guys had on draft day.
Yeah.
Tell him, so he told us, you know, his side of the phone. What, you know, tell us a little bit about that conversation.
It was an early morning call. That was the only call I got that day. I was out shopping for what I was going to wear for the draft that day. And, you know, I was in the mall, and Rick called me, and he was like, this is Rick Spielman from the Minnesota Vikings. You know, one of the least expected calls that I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just
This started. Is Friday morning, right? Round two.
Yep. Yeah.
And because you're sour, you didn't go in round one.
Yeah, I was waiting, pacing.
Right.
I bet.
And he called me, man. He just wanted to know, get in detail with me, because we really didn't chat prior to the draft. So,
yeah,
you know,
I bet.
we just got in depth, and we just was talking, man. He got familiar with me, with my situation, what I had going on, and, you know, what I was really bringing to Minnesota with me, my mindset, and, you know, what I wanted to accomplish when I got here. So, you know, we got familiar, and I think the conversation was very good. That's why they traded up for me.
Yeah, it obviously did go very well because they got comfortable with you and decided, you know, it's different when you fall to a team and they take you versus you. They trade up. They gave up something to move up and get you.
Yeah.
That means, you know, obviously they really wanted you. Now, at what point, and when they drafted you, you had no way of knowing you were going to walk. You were going to be first team reps and, you know, working with the first team. But that's how it's worked out. At what point were you like, wow, I'm going to be running with the first team here at practice?
That was my mindset from day one, man. When I got that phone call, come in and win a job, help my team win football games, help this organization, you know, get to that hump, go to the playoffs, and eventually win the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, winning football games. Mm-hmm. No matter what the cost is, you know, winning football games. So goal number one was come in and win a job.
Yeah.
What was your experience like at Florida State with tight ends coach Tim Brewster? And why I ask, he was head coach of the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It just didn't go well.
Not at all.
And a lot of things he said, and he was super bombastic and, like, rolls in and, I promise we're going to win the Rose Bowl. Seriously, come on. You don't have to start there. We're still going to support you, man. But you know how he is. I mean, he can be super energetic, yet sometimes a little over the top. What was it like? What was Tim like at Florida State?
Same guy you just, you know, explained. But, you know, he had a role as a tight end coach. You know, he had a higher role as he had at Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he kind of motivated his players and kept us, you know, around him a lot. And that energy that he brought to practice, you know, when a player didn't want to practice, he brought that energy for him.
Mm.
And I just, you know, I thank him most of the time because, you know, sometimes I ain't want to go out there and practice. And he'll just, you know, say some things to inspire me and just remind me of, you know, why I came here and what I'm here for. So, you know, he was a big part of what I had going on at Florida State.
Dalvin, the way the offense was constructed at Florida State, we hear it's a pro-style offense, but now that you know this offense, you know, very well and improving every day, does Florida State legitimately get players set up offensively to play in the NFL?
No. First off, thank you to Coach Fisher. He does.
Yeah.
And, you know, the system that he got going at Florida State is perfect for the guys that, you know, transitioning to the NFL because we come in, we run a mid-zone, inside zone, and we're catching the ball at the backfield. That's the same things we're doing at Florida State. The playbook is complex. You know, you got checks. So you got to be ready for anything that they throw at you. And I think, you know, Florida State got the right system going on.
Yeah.
You, coming into the NFL, there are a lot, people knew there was a book on you of all these things you did really well. One of the things that people weren't as sure about was pass protection. Mm-hmm. You've been getting rave reviews on pass protection. Was that something that you specifically wanted to work on here at camp?
Yeah, coming in and talking with Coach Pete, that was one of the primary goals, you know, protecting the football and protecting the quarterback.
Yeah.
And them the two prized possessions on the field, you know, the quarterback and that ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, coming out here, it's all about will, wanting to do it, wanting to pass protect because, you know, this is my job. This is what I'm employed to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to protect the quarterback, you know, because he's a prized possession. You know, Sam Bradford back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I got to protect him, and that's just all about will, man, going out there and want to do it. And I want to do it, man. I'm having fun with these guys, and I'm going to protect that guy as much as I can.
You got any fumbles yet?
Nah, no fumbles
All right,
yet.
Good. That's knock a good sign. That's right.
When I watch you in pass protection in practice, the thing that I like most about it now that you're in pads is you attack the guy. It's you just don't want to get in the way. You hit the guy. You know, and that's, you know, some of the greats like Walter Payton is the number one example here. Emmitt Smith is another one. Is that when that linebacker safety or whomever would come through the corner, they laid the blow as opposed to just getting in the way. That's important to you, right?
Yeah, it's definitely important. And Coach P, our running back coach, he's doing a great job of, you know, emphasizing that in the meeting rooms, on the field, you know. Mm. Don't let the defender get in your comfort zone, which is in the quarterback circle. So, you know, that's something we're harping on, and as the days pass by, I'm getting more comfortable with it, you know, beating the defender to the spot where they want to be at. So, you know, Coach Pete doing a great job with that, man, in the meeting room and stuff like that. So, you know, it's good.
So, Dalvin, how much mental work legitimately does go into being a quality professional? I mean, it's like when you're done, you want to lay in your dorm, look at your phone, go to Twitter, do all that stuff that all of us do, and there's time for that. But, like, how much film study, memorization of playbook, like how much do you have to do and how hard is it?
It's 50-50, man, physical and mental, man. And when I say that, because, you know, we got so much in our playbook and we got so much going on to where, you know, you got to go after meeting times, and you got to go study because you ain't going to fit it all in meeting time. Because if you don't do that, you're going to come out here and you're going to MA, and the coach going to know that you didn't go study. So, you know, you want to be a professional about everything. So when you go back in your bed, it's temptations of you want to open your phone and want to go on Twitter and stuff like that. But, you know, I got to go out there and I got to know my playbook once the you know, the play get called, no matter if we didn't go over there in the meeting time. So,
yeah.
You know, it's 50-50 with both of them. So you gotta master both of them.
Is there an NFL player that you think has a style that is closest to yours that is the most comparable in your mind?
Devontae. I say Devontae Freeman.
Mm, you know, okay.
Explosive.
Well, that's nice.
Through the hole. And,
boy,
know,
he catches the hell out of the ball, too.
The way he get open, his will to do everything on the field. You mm-hmm. know, he got a hunger that he run with, and he got a hunger just to get everything done. That's why I say, you know, that's the best comparison.
All right, I like that.
How difficult, legitimately, if you put yourself in difficult spots, how tough can it be growing up in Miami?
Very tough. You know, it's like I said, temptations is all about everything. You know, mm-hmm. down there, you could get caught up in the easy situation, and, you know, football could be taken away from you as fast as it's given to you.
I bet.
So, you know, that's the most part, but, you know, we take football very serious down there. You know, that's why mm-hmm. we grow up loving the game, and we love the game. And, you know, it's tough down there, you know, for the kids growing up. That's why, you know, guys that's in the NFL, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for those guys down there.
I think I read something that you made a conscious decision to come up here alone and not, mm-hmm. you know, not bring friends and family. Tell me a little bit more about the decision to do that.
You know, I talked to Rick that day, that Friday. He asked me one question who I was going to bring up. I said I was coming by myself. You know, I was coming in to play some football to win football games and help this team win championships.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to stick to my word. Once I give them my word, I'm going to stick to it. And, you know, baggage can be a lot for a lot of people. You know, it can cause you distractions. It can cause you a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it can cost you your job.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming up here alone, I think it's the best choice, you know, for me to come up here, get focused, get myself settled in, and just, you know, get familiar with everybody.
So you come to a state, you've probably never been to Minnesota in your life, or, you know, if you had it just for a few, briefly, you got to find a place to live, new job, and everything else. What was that like coming up here all by yourself?
It was different. It was just like starting college all over again,
yeah.
but at a higher level, you know. It's coming in, you know, starting over, you know, getting familiar with everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's something I like to do. It's fun, you know. You get in a different environment. You get to meet new people.
Yeah.
You get to see new stuff. So I love doing it, man. It's just different from Miami, man.
And what do you think of Minnesota? So now you've been here, whatever, 3 months or whatever. What do you think of Minnesota?
It's awesome, man. These fans make the environment just, you know, worth the while, man. We got the best fans, you know, in my eyes. And they just make the experience more better, man. I love it in Minnesota.
All right.
Hey, best of luck to you. Nice to meet you on the radio.
You too.
Thanks, Dalvin.
Can't wait to watch your run, man.
Yeah, it's coming.
Buffalo on Thursday night is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Think you're going to play in that game?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah, you'll play sure. Then Moore against Seattle. Yeah. Then Seattle's defense, though, Michael Bennett, Ottavo Rubin, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, all them. Then at home against San Francisco, shut it down against Miami. Then it really begins, man.
Oh, wait. Hold on. One more quick one.
Okay.
Yeah, I could go for an hour with Dalvin Cook.
And this is purely fantasy football now. Sorry. There's no reason you can't get goal line carries. Look at you. You got a strong upper body.
God.
You are built. I want to see you get goal line carries. You okay with that?
Yeah, give me the ball. We're going to put it in the end zone.
Absolutely. How many touchdowns did you score at Florida State?
About 46.
Yeah, exactly. I think you can get that done. Thanks, Dalvin.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook had 46 rushing touchdowns, only 2 receiving touchdowns.
We got to change that.
I thought you caught the ball. What happened?
I had more receptions than touchdowns.
My man, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rookie running back Dalvin Cook. Be right back.
Broadcasting live.